Welcome to the Monthly Housekeeping on the G2 Radio Network. I'm Jason Gordon, and we're talking about September. September is known for many things, and one of them is World Coconut Day. The Asian and Pacific coconut communities came into being in September of 1969. It is an intergovernmental organization of coconut-producing countries, and the idea is to highlight the importance of coconut in human life, and it aims to promote the uniqueness of coconut. Taking a further look at history during the month of September, Victory over Japan Day, or VTAC Day J, happened in September, and this day marks the defeat over Japan in World War II. This took place on 15 August 1945, 6 days after Nagasaki bombing, and this date marks the end of World War II. But the surrender documents were not signed until September 2nd, 1945, in Tokyo Bay. Looking at Skyscraper Day in September, Louis Henry Sullivan was an American architect, and he is believed to be the creator of the modern skyscraper. International Day of Charity happens in September, and the UN General Assembly made this day official in 2012. The Hungarian Civil Society came up with this idea in 2011. Mother Teresa, known for her charity, passed away on 5 September 1997. This day is to promote charity and to provide a reliable platform for it. Brazil celebrates their Independence Day during the month of September, and the Treaty of Rio de Janeiro was signed between Brazil and Portugal on 29 August 1825. This made their independence official. World Physical Therapy Day happens in September. The World Confederation of Physical Therapy came into being on 8 September 1951. They made World Physical Therapy Day official in 1996. The idea is to highlight the role of physiotherapists in keeping people well. The International Literacy Day happens in September, and this idea is to promote literacy and growth and development. By this, they focus on individuals, communities, and societal growth. The focus that they really honed in on was especially literacy teaching and learning during the COVID-19 crisis. World Suicide Prevention Day happens in September, and this day became official in 2003. The International Association for Suicide Prevention, the World Health Organization, and the World Federation for Mental Health are the main host of this event every year. And the idea is to prevent suicide and focus on mental health. World First Aid Day happens in September, and the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies took the initiative and ran with it back in 2000. The idea is to promote the use of first aid to save lives. The International Day of Democracy happens in September. The Universal Declaration of Democracy became official in September 1997. This was by Inter-Parliamentary Union, and the idea is to promote principles of democracy throughout the world. The International Day of Preservation of the Ozone Layer happens about mid-September, and this really hones in and educates about the purpose of the ozone layer and how to protect it. The UN General Assembly made this day official in 1994, and the idea is to highlight the precaution to preserve the ozone layer. That's a look at the monthly housekeeping here on the G2 Radio Network for the month of September. I'm Jason Gordon. Don't forget, our line is open, 619-772-8680.